They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Yeah, I got this damn cold, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Big weekend coming up. We got ESPN Golf Tournament. We got the biggest Husker game of the first month of the season. Got stuff to do. Got Friday Night Football.
And a cold.
You know, you can feel it coming on, but what can you do about it? Seriously, what can you do about it? You drink your fluids, you take your medicine, it don't matter. It goes away when it goes away. Somebody got a miracle cure, email it. I don't care. I just...
A dance.
Well, you know, you get a flu shot. You know, you got something else. There's a lot of things you go to the doctor for. You go a cold? You go to the doctor for a cold? You ever went to the doctor for a cold?
Well, I don't know.
One that's been there for a long, long time, then all of a sudden they got to give you something that kicks its ass that you can't get in the, you know, normal... On your own, you got to go get a prescription, but wow, frustrating. That's all they are. They're frustrating. It's so nice out and can't enjoy it. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking a little Nebraska-Virginia Tech football from the Hokies' standpoint. And Joe DeMeo is going to join us, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Also on the program today, NFL Power Rankings.
I'm looking forward to that. First installment of the year of NFL Power Rankings. I really like I think ours will be vastly different, as they always are to start the season. Then you'll come to the...
And mine will be mostly correct. When we get to the end of the season, you'll be able to tell that mine were right all along. Well, coming up this weekend, Nebraska-Virginia Tech, even if Bo Pelini doesn't want to play it up, everybody else does. And we welcome to the program to talk a little Hokies football from the Daily Press, Norm Wood. Now... As I look up and talk about the Daily Press, Hampton Roads, Virginia. See, now, everything in Virginia is just a little bit, it's nice. It's nice. I don't think of Virginia as East Coast like New York and all those things. They're nice. And Norm Wood's a nice guy, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Norm.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Now, tell me about, I want to get right off the bat here. Folks from Nebraska that are coming out to the game are getting ready today. They're packing up. They're going to hit their flights either today or tomorrow morning to get out there. And nobody's flying straight into Blacksburg. When they fly into Roanoke, or for some of those poor people that have to go to Charlotte and drive another couple and a half or 3 hours, tell the folks that have never been out there what to expect.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I went to Lincoln last year and saw that Tech Nebraska game, and as far as feeling like you might be a little bit marooned and out on a desolate planet somewhere, you'll feel right at home in Blacksburg. There's not an awful lot out there. Very pretty, very nice, great scenery. You'll love the mountains. That'll be a major difference for you guys, obviously. You're supposed to get some lower 70s weather. There's a little bit of chance of rain, I think, on Friday for the early arrivers, but... game day is supposed to be nice, and they've had a major initiative in the last 6 or 7 years to sort of, I guess they call it a Hokies respect campaign to increase the sportsmanship toward visiting fans, and it seems to have paid off quite a bit because I know there's a lot of visiting fans that come in, and they have rave reviews for Tech fans, so... You guys should be treated well, and should be a pretty darn fine ball game too.
Norm, if you come to Lincoln, people say you got to go to Barry's, you got to go to Sidetracks. Is there a couple establishments out there that you would send Nebraska people to?
Sure, absolutely. If you want some good grub, there's a couple of joints. Cabo. It sounds ridiculous, but just bear with me on this one. Cabo Fish Taco is one place. I know it sounds ridiculous, but they really, really, really have some great sort of. I mean, if you try the fish tacos, they're fantastic. And there's also sort of a Tex-Mex type of appeal to the rest of the menu and some great chicken dishes on there, too. There's a great bar around the corner on right down College Street and Main Street. Actually, it's on, I think it's, what is it called? Ripley, I think it's called, is the name of the road. Right downtown, it's hard to miss, called River Mill. That's a great late-night bar. And top of the stairs is probably the landmark, the new landmark bar downtown, where there'll be, you know, one of those ridiculous, you know, lines wrapped around the building, and you know, you'll have to pay $2 or $3 just to stand around. And but the scenery is nice, and you should get a pretty good feel for the town there. So yeah, there's plenty to do and see around town. That's for sure. A good Italian. Please check out a place called the Zeppelis. That's a great spot too. So that's a little thumbnail sketch for you.
That ought to fill your whole plate right there, Daddy. That ought to fill it right
there.
That's
good.
Norm Wood from the Daily Press is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into the game a little bit. And you can see Norm's work on the website at dailypress.com. Norm, with three big games here in the first month for Virginia Tech, Alabama, Nebraska, Miami. I'm sure that Nebraska is looking a lot more forward to this game because of their non-conference schedule being pretty ho-hum. Where is this ranking right now with Virginia Tech fans, this game?
I think it's up there. There's no question about it. And you know, you mentioned, I'll be perfectly honest with you guys, I've had a down week health-wise this week for me. I'd say I'm probably at 80%. So if you look at that website over the next couple of days, it'll be a lot more filled with stuff and it has been for the first 3 days. So, bottom line is, you were mentioning the fact that how does this rank up there with Tech fans and sort of the Tech community. I think it's a pretty big one, considering the fact that, you know, they don't have an awful lot of ranked games or games against ranked teams coming into Lane Stadium since 1991. If I'm not mistaken, this may be the ninth game they've played against a ranked team. And clearly, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, you look at Tech's got a schedule that included as you mentioned, Alabama and now Nebraska. Well, the Nebraska game has been on the schedule for a little while. That Alabama game was added late, and it was kind of one of those situations where Tech couldn't pass it up. So, in other words, this is a schedule for Tech that just suddenly became a lot tougher in the last. Oh, let's see. I guess that game was scheduled. The Alabama game was scheduled in December. So in the last 9-10 months, this is scheduled became a lot tougher. So I guess if you look at it, Tech's already had a measuring stick game. However, considering Tech only won by 5 points in Lincoln last year, I think they're looking at this game as a serious measuring stick game with a backfield that's still getting comfortable and a defense that still has some spots that are unanswered, especially in the middle of the field.
You know, you lose Evans in the offseason. You mentioned the backfield getting comfortable. They seem to be putting up huge numbers and acclimating themselves to the game very, very well.
Oh, no question. But, you know, let's be honest. That was, you know, those numbers last week where David Wilson had 165 yards, true freshman David Wilson, and then redshirt freshman Ryan Williams had 164 yards against Marshall. And yeah, that's a Marshall team that's given up an average of 420 yards a game over the last three seasons. They're terrible. I mean, that was just perfectly honest. I mean, it was just an awful, awful team, and worse than I thought, that's for sure. I really didn't think that they were as bad as they turned out to be, but this is going to be a much more stern test, no question. I the only thing I wonder about how Nebraska stacks up defensively, and I really haven't been able to get a great answer on this yet, because obviously I didn't get a chance to see either of those first two games. Not widely publicized games, guys.
oh, we know.
You know I just wonder about the speed factor. I wonder how much speed Nebraska has on defense. That seemed to be a major one of their major downfalls last year, at least in that Virginia Tech game. I wonder how they shape up this year. I do notice that they're starting a couple of redshirt freshmen at linebacker. Certainly both of those guys were fairly highly recruited, I would imagine. I wonder how that factor, and one of those guys, I know, is a huge, what is he, 6'6", 230?
No, they were a much heralded group coming in, but yes, they're very young, and that's a big concern up here. I think if you ask the majority of sports writers, the biggest concern would be those linebackers.
Sure, and that just kind of feeds into the whole speed factor. I'm wondering if they have enough speed to stay on the field with that, because this is an awfully fast offense. I'm not exaggerating that at all. I mean, they may not put up impressive numbers, and they certainly have sputtered in the last year and a half or so, that's for sure. But 605 yards last week against Marshall is an impressive number to look at, but you have to consider the defense they were facing too. So we'll see how it stacks up this weekend.
Norm Wood from the Daily Press joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Norm, one of those players you guys are missing from last year is Macho Harris, and he contributed in so many ways to that team. How did they replace him, or who replaced him?
Yeah, that's a great point, actually, and probably not one that we've harped on enough this early season. And I mean, now you're talking about a guy that's a starter for the Philadelphia Eagles, which is pretty amazing. But what they did, what Tech tried to do, was move Stephon Virgil over to Macho's side of the field, and then they brought in Rashad Carmichael, who was kind of an unproven guy, really had to win the job in the preseason and in spring from another battling against another unproven player in Chris Hill. And now Virgil, unfortunately for him, is questionable for this weekend's game with a sprained knee. He missed the Marshall game. Perfectly honest with you, I'd be surprised if you didn't see him on the field this weekend. However, if you do see him on the field, he may be playing what they did for the Marshall game was, like I said, they originally moved Virgil to Harris's old cornerback position. When Virgil got hurt, then they shifted Carmichael over to Virgil's position, i.e. Harris's old position. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Virgil on the other side of the field, opposite of Carmichael, where, basically, Carmichael will stay where he was last week, let me put it that way, because he had a pretty good game. They seem to like him on that side of the field, which would be the far side of the field, basically from the press box side. I don't like to use the field and boundary. I don't feel like a lot of people know what field and boundary means. maybe people in Nebraska do. I just wonder about folks in Virginia, but that's one of the biggest question marks right now, only because Virgil is not 100%. And may not and will not be 100%. He'll definitely not be 100% this weekend if he does play. He's a very, very talented guy. Probably, believe it or not, even though he's a quarterback, one of the toughest tacklers and strongest hitters on Tech's defense. He had 3 tackles for loss against Alabama, which is saying a lot. Can make up a lot of ground in a hurry. So if he's not 100%, which doesn't seem like he's going to be, Tech's probably going to be at a little bit of a disadvantage, because I know Nebraska's going to try to sling it all over the field.
Other injuries? There were a couple more banged up in the game last week. Anything else that's going to affect the way Coach Beamer prepares?
Well, there's also the ongoing injury situation with Greg Boone, their starting tight end, who's been dealing with a sprained joint in his upper chest shoulder area. That he suffered in the first half of the Alabama game. He didn't play last week against Marshall either. I should mention that during the last practice that we saw these guys this week on Tuesday, Virgil and Boone were both out of the blue non-contact jerseys and back into regular practice jerseys. So that's why I say I think both of them will play. I just don't think they'll be 100%. That's probably the other major injury that Tech's dealing with at this point right now. Unless there's something I'm just missing glaring. I don't think I am, though. Those are the two, and Tech's got great depth at the tight end position. The one thing that inhibits if Boone isn't 100% is this Wildcat formation they like to run with Boone there. Now, you tell me if you want to see a 6'3", 285-pound guy playing quarterback – and not throwing the ball. He's running at you. I mean, he rarely ever throws. Obviously, it's, we're talking true Wildcat position here. I mean, he rarely throws out of that position. He's just a battering ram.
6'3", 285. Who was a kid from Kentucky?
Lorenzen. The Pillsbury throw boy.
There you go. Norm Wood joins us from the Daily Press in Virginia. Norm, Tyrod Taylor, is it possible to make him one-dimensional and make him beat you with his arm?
I think it's entirely possible to make that way. I mean, if you get, you know, some people have speculated that, you know, Tyrod's sometimes at his best when you can get a little rush on him, because he's great at finding seams. He is great at finding seams, and he's demonstrated that over and over again. This year, it seems like he's tried to stay in the pocket a little bit more, really made a conscious effort to stand in there, and he's still got a lot to prove as a quarterback throwing the ball, that's for sure. Now, he had some issues in the Alabama game with receivers dropping passes. That wasn't the case so much against Marshall. Now, again, I'm not going to slam Marshall over and over again, but they were overmatched. I think Tyrod's got the arm to throw the deep out, and he can throw on the run, but he doesn't like to throw on the run. No quarterback really does. If he can roll out, he's got a little time to throw, and that's fine. But he can be pressured into some bad passes when he's under duress. That's for sure. He's not at his best when he's got some guys flying at him. And certainly if you make him, you know, if you make it a situation where you can shut down the running game, which is tough, with as many different running backs as Tech can throw at you, and he's, you know, Williams and Wilson, regardless of who they played last week, they do seem legit. I mean, they seem like legit running backs. However, if they can shut down those two guys and make Tyrod a one-dimensional quarterback and try to throw, then Tech could be in trouble.
Well, he knows everything that there is to know about Virginia Tech football, all the youth, the special teams, the defense. They haven't exactly been forcing a whole ton of turnovers the first two games, so I guess it comes down to this. Norm, you think Virginia Tech will win this game Saturday?
Well, you know, there's something to be said for, and listen, Nebraska is no stranger to hostile atmosphere. I mean, you guys play, you know, those guys play, you know, in a brutal atmosphere all the time in the Big 12. But at the same time, I get the feeling that for teams like Nebraska that come into a place like Lane Stadium, a little bit of surprise. I mean, they don't expect to see 66,000 people making as much noise as they do. I mean, this is a pretty brutal atmosphere when it comes to just fans and how loud they can get. It's a fairly well-educated football crowd. They know when to cheer, when not to cheer, and they certainly, like I said, they treat opposing teams as fans pretty well, but they do get loud, and they can cause some communication issues. I've seen it over and over again over the 10 years I've covered this team, and I don't think that factor can be really overstated at all. My feeling on it is Tech wins, but it's going to be tight. I mean, I see it in that field goal to 5-point range like last year, and I guess the odds makers have this peg as, what, a 4.5-point spread, I guess, or right, something like that. I think that's fairly accurate right now, and I could see it going either way. And you know, you mentioned the takeaways. It was, you know, Tech's only had 3 of them so far, and that's way, way under for them in the last 9 years. You know, 6 of those last 9 years, they've had at least 29 takeovers, or takeaways, should I say, and you know, they've got a ways to catch up with that pace, that's for sure.
Norm, we appreciate the time. Before we let you get out of here, I want to know one thing. Bo Pelini has downplayed this game so much. He just shakes his head and says it's just the next one on the schedule. What does Frank Beamer do? Does he play it up at all?
Frank is, you know, he is the ultimate reverse psychology guy in a way. He'll do the Lou Holtz thing. He'll say, you know, we have no chance, that kind of thing. Not to that extent. I won't say that. He will not say that, you know, Tech has no chance. But he has been, all week long, he's been very big on talking about how Nebraska is back. He feels like, you know, he's given Coach Osborne and Coach Pelini a lot of credit for getting the program back on track. And he's mentioned time and time again, obviously, what a challenge it's going to be up front for Tech's offensive line. And no, he's had nothing but great things to say about Nebraska, and really talked about what a pivotal game this was. And you know, this was a big springboard game for Tech last year. They got on a roll after this, you know, the victory in Lincoln. And I think though Frank hasn't mentioned an awful lot about last year's game, clearly, I think he realizes how important this game could be going into an ACC schedule that starts off with Miami next week in Blacksburg. So getting off on the right foot and heading into that schedule with the win against Nebraska, number 19 ranked Nebraska team, would be enormous for them. And I think he realizes that, and he's talked about that.
Well, Norm, I know everybody's looking forward to the game on Saturday. Again, we thank you for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the contest. Take care.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care. From the Daily Press, Hampton Roads, Virginia, that is Norm Wood breaking down almost every aspect there of Virginia Tech. Here's one stat for you, Tony. All 10 of Virginia Tech's touchdowns so far this season have been scored by either a freshman or a sophomore.
Got to take advantage of that, don't we?
Speed, youth, that's what they have. Do we have enough experience? How young is our team?
Well, you got to think, other than the quarterback, the offense is, well, you say the receivers, maybe you get rid of Peterson and Swift. I don't know. I have to wait till Saturday to see how it matches up, but I got to think we would have the experience edge out there.
Well, we're just glad to be back here in studio, and we want to thank the fine guys over at Dyna-Gro. Husker Harvest Days are wrapping up today, but that means wrap it up. Doesn't mean it's over.
No.
They're still there for you, and they're all of Husker Harvest Days going on. We had a great time over there yesterday with Lauren, Dave, and the entire gang, Charlie, the boys, over at Husker Harvest Days. Stop by and see them today. Seed Corn Row, lot 1131, home of Dyna-Gro. Just an outstanding crowd yesterday. More people finding out. What it feels like to be a winner because of planting Dyna-Gro.
Well, they're talking about the early seed reservation program. They're asking you to probably buy a few more bags of Dyna-Gro this year. 26% APR discount. You can't beat that. They've got programs going on, 60-60-60 program. Ask them about that. Ask them about the new varieties of corn, new varieties of soybeans that are coming out. Ask them about their alfalfa. Every new genetic coming out of Dyna-Gro is getting better and better every year. That's turned into profitability for your farming operation. If you're not going to make it to Husker Harvest Days, that's fine. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Not sure who that is. 1-800-652-9298.
We have got a ton of email to get to, including messing up the streak. Also, Iowa football, Iowa State football. We're going to talk Royals, Iowa State. We're going to talk Ken, Irish fan, all that. We got a bunch of emails, and we invite you to send yours to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our NFL Power Rankings. Last segment, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Got a question for Joe. If your fantasy, see, I got one. I got one for him. I got Donovan McNabb as a starter. I got to find out what to do with him. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Fodder Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for nationwide simulcast racing, full menu dining and bar, Keno and Husker football. Continuous racing from 11:25 a.m. daily. Saturday, watch the Husker Virginia Tech game on big screens. Barbecue sandwich or sloppy Joe and chips, $2.50, pitchers $5.25. Plus, enjoy the Friday, Saturday night prime rib special at Fodder Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
ISP Sports Thursday Night College Football.
This week, the option attack of the Yellow Jackets.
This is Allen. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's going to sprint away from everybody.
Beats the athleticism of the Hurricanes.
Caught. Touchdown to Greg Cooper. Wow.
Join us Thursday night at 6:30 for Miami and Georgia Tech. The best college football is on ISP, America's home for college sports.
Georgia Tech, Miami tonight at 6:30 on ESPN Radio.
When you're in the area for Husker Harvest Days, carve out some time for a round of golf at Indian Head, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course. If you mention you're at Husker Harvest Days, you'll save half the regular price on a cart rental. So add a round of golf to your Husker Harvest Days experience and save half on cart rental when you play at Indian Head Golf Course, Grand Island. Log on to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 308-381-4653. 308-381-4653 to reserve a tee time.
Partly cloudy skies continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 81. Winds will remain out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies and light winds, patchy fog is possible with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let me ask you this question right now. I'm going to ask it to Daddy. I'm going to ask it to Derek. I'm going to ask everybody that's listening to the program today on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Are you paying any attention to Major League Baseball right now, Daddy?
The only thing I will say is it must have been on ESPN last night when I got home. I turned it on and saw the Rockies were ahead 2-0. I did research that later, so I'll say minutely.
Derek?
Yeah, I'm following the Red Sox. I watched them win that thriller last night in the bottom of the ninth. So
I just with no area teams and the Cubs and the Braves, which are people root for around here, but Royals no, Rockies are in, or at least sitting there now. Twins look like they're really have to get. I mean, they've got a chance because they're going to play Detroit seven times. I'm not hearing any interest, but people continue to follow the Royals, Daddy. Royals fan Chris in Lawrence says, "Remember in the movie Bull Durham when Crash Davis was telling Annie that she has to respect the streak of Nuke LaLoosh, meaning she couldn't have, well, you know, relationships until Nuke lost? Much like the movie in real life, the Royals had a win streak against the Tigers, and we didn't respect the streak, and the Royals lost last night. I'm talking peanut butter jelly time. Yes, Daddy, I knew when I heard it that the streak would be over and the Royals would be back to the good old boys in powder blue we know and love. So long, 7-1. Hello, 1-7. I think you have to blame Powder Blue Jeff, Royals fan, for that because he wanted to hear it, so we obliged. And yeah, 4-3, and the Royals had an early lead in that last night. Thanks, Chris Lawrence.
See, one, you know, the Royals, the first 85 games of the season, I knew the exact score, where they were, followed them all the time. Just don't have much interest right now, Doug.
Aaron and Carney, three things, guys. First, I know the Royals lost, but why, oh why, do they do this every year? They always put together a run in September. All they're doing is giving us false hope for next year. Secondly, Scott Van Pelt and the other guy that does his show. That's how this show's referred to. Van Pelt and the other guy that does his show yesterday were talking about games they would go to this weekend, and neither of them brought up our game for more than 2 seconds, and he means Virginia Tech, Nebraska. They talked about Florida, Tennessee, and Oregon State, Cincinnati. Really? Florida could pull their starters in the middle of the second quarter and still win by 30, and it's not even worth anybody's time to talk about that other game. Yeah, I don't know why Oregon State, Cincinnati is just a different battle. Third thing, Aaron says, I was at the St. Cecilia versus Minden football game in week one. Where in the hell does all the money go that St. Cecilia gets? I had to stand on a baseball diamond to watch that game. Why can't they play on the college field or build a football field somewhere? Just wondering what you thought about that. Aaron in Kearney.
I've oft wondered myself why we can't have a better facility. I do know to plan the college field, they would be charged to plan the college field.
Yes. And then they would have to work their schedule around what Hastings High does and what some of the other schools do and what the college does. But here's the bottom line, Aaron. Hastings St. Cecilia wants to play on Duncan Field. That is the bottom line. This tradition thing, the home field advantage deal, I am with you. They have not updated, you know, a facility. They don't have a place by the school that they could build a football field either. But every time that this has come up in the past, it's tradition, tradition, tradition. We love playing there, you know, no matter what the conditions are for anybody else, whether it's media, whether it's the fans, whether it's the people working the game. Yeah, wait till the weather's bad. It's okay when the weather's nice. I mean, there's limited stands, but when it comes to that, that's why. That is the what we've been told time and time again.
I've often said, you know, the Cubs love to play at Wrigley Field, the friendly confines. It's comparatively to other stadiums, the newer ones, it's not a good place to watch a game. I think you can say the same thing about the old Yankee Stadium when everybody was jammed into the tight concourses. I think you can say the same thing about Fenway Park, although they love to play there because of the tradition and the history.
Well, the only difference, those are actual fields. This is a makeshift field at Duncan in the outfield. That's the main difference. We switch gears here. Eric says, well, we took care of the Cyclones like I said we would. On my way to Iowa to watch the Hawkeyes take care of the Arizona Wildcats while listening to your show. Can you give your honest opinion on the Hawkeyes? Oh, and thanks for the free oil change for the Valentine's Day package I won from you guys. You bet, Eric. No problem. Hope it worked out well. I just think Iowa State's not good. I think Northern Iowa is very, very good. That's all I have to go off of is the two opponents that they played. I think you'll find out a lot about a Mike Stoops coach team coming to Iowa, Arizona at Iowa. Iowa, you know, they're in that making transition, if they can win this, I think then they become a factor in the Big Ten. You'll know that they're a good football team.
You know, Ferentz has been one of those names that, you know, even as far as moving to the NFL, and now they've locked him into this contract. I think he's sticking around Iowa. I think just our opinion of Iowa kind of, our opinion lacks on Iowa because of the Big Ten. I think everybody thinks the Big Ten sucks so bad.
Well, Nebraskans don't like Iowa, and Omahans really don't like Iowa, and that's where the base of it comes from. And
I really have nothing against the Hawkeyes.
No, I don't either. I like to see them win. I hope they win this weekend. I really do. I'd like to see Iowa win the Big Ten so that if we ever do play Iowa. And again, I said this, I think, when Eric emailed us last week. I don't consider us battling Iowa for many recruits across the country. So if it would come down to that, that's one thing. I just don't see that that's the deal. Coming up, our NFL Power Rankings. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Keep those emails coming. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. As we go into break, let's give away some more tickets to the Victory Fighting Championships. It's MMA 4 at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs this Friday night. We're going to give away a family four-pack to you at 888-455-ESPN. Just call now, 888-455-3776. And there's some great local talent. Tim Sylvia, the two-time heavyweight world champion, is going to be there. It's Friday night starting at 7:30. The main card goes on live at 9 o'clock. There are 3, 6, 8, 10, at least 12 matches scheduled for Victory Fighting Championships MMA 4 at the Mac Center, Council Bluffs, just across the river in Omaha, coming up tomorrow night. We'll be back with more after this. Call now.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Joe knows style, and JCPenney's got it. Check out our new exclusive designer men's brand, Joe Joseph Aboud, at the fall sale this weekend. Shop the completely affordable Joe Joseph Aboud collection. Save 30 to 50% off on the entire Joe Joseph Aboud collection. Dress shirts and ties are just $24.99. Casual shirts and sweaters start at $29.99. Get suit separates for $179.99. The men's store inside JCPenney make it easy to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 24th.
I'm back.
Floyd Mayweather retired as the world's number one. No, he's back to reclaim his throne.
The man slams it. Oscar Mayweather has knocked out Ricky Hatton.
Juan Manuel Marquez is Mexico's number one, a fearless warrior.
All right, hand by Marquez. Stunts back out.
I am number one.
I'm number one, and I'm back.
Mayweather versus Marquez, Saturday, September 19th, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Well, Nebraska, believe it or not, winter is just around the corner, and now is a great time to save during our national anniversary sale. You'll save $60 on all sets of four high-quality Michelin and BF Goodrich tires, and $100 on all sets of Big O tires. Plus, all of our auto service is on sale, from oil changes to brake service, transmission flushes, and more. So save big bucks now during our national anniversary sale, where Big O Tires open 7 days a week for your convenience. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
There's nothing better than hanging out with friends and family watching your favorite sports on TV. And there's no better place to do it than the chicken coop. The chicken coop has everything sports fans want in one place. Lots of screens, lots of games, your favorite drinks, and the best darn food around, like wings, steaks, pizza, and appetizers galore. So when the game's on, have the time of your life at the chicken coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. See you there.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Storm Head Coach Drew Schenick. There's a new storm coming to the Viero Event Center this season. The fans can look forward to major improvements, including a new sound system, suites, video, a new pro shop, and lower ticket prices. And oh, by the way, the hockey team is looking great.
Get a sneak peek at the next exhibition game on Friday, September 18th against the Omaha Lancers. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
Partly cloudy skies continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 81. Winds will remain out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies and light winds, patchy fog is possible with a low at 53. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Gave away some more tickets to the MMA Victory Fighting Championship, MMA 4 at the Mac Center. Derek.
Shane from Kearney, Larry from Loup City both have themselves four tickets each there.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Nebraska volleyball team got pushed in one set last night by Texas Tech, but they're able to go on with the straight set victory and win their first conference game of the year in the conference opener. Nebraska running back Collins Okafor no longer on the team. Tony, your thoughts on that?
Well, that was what we alluded to yesterday morning.
Whatever.
And, well,
you knew about it.
Well, I knew about it the night before.
Break the noise. Yeah, whatever.
You know, if you're not going to play, I think, you know, probably looking a long way up the depth chart and just probably didn't have much of an opportunity there to get on the field. And probably, you know, it's if you don't enjoy going out there and lifting weights and practicing football, you might as well go find a place you're going to play and get on the field. Right? And you know what? If your kid opts to do that, that's no sweat off. You know, that's great for him, I think. Go somewhere you can play.
If that's indeed the case, I don't know. We'll find out. Right now what we're going to find out is where Daddy and I believes the NFL stands after week one with our NFL power rankings. Daddy, would you like to go first?
Yes, I start with Jeremy Shockey and the New Orleans Saints. Did not score a touchdown. That's Jeremy Shockey last year. He got two in week one, and I've got him and his New Orleans Saints at number 10. At number nine, I've got the Baltimore Ravens. Did you realize that any time Mr. the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens in his second year, Mr. Flacco, throws for multiple touchdown passes? They score 34 points per game when he does that. They have never scored less than 34 points a game when he throws for multiple touchdown passes. All of a sudden, look out for this offense. It could become one to worry about in the NFL. At number eight, Minnesota. They had their attention before. Well, that 64-yard run from Adrian Peterson caught a lot of people's attention. Number seven, I've got the Tennessee Titans. They should lick their wounds easy with a Texans victory coming up this weekend. Tennessee's a good football team. Number six, Indianapolis Colts. Not all that impressive. Not all that overly impressive, but they get a win over Jacksonville. Number five, number four and five, I've got New England, I've got San Diego. Weren't impressive, but they're certainly right. They're certainly right there as far as the team at the top of the NFL. Number three, I've got the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Big play offense, 42 yards, 66 yards, 80 yards. Hey, they're going to have over 100,000 this Sunday night when the New York Giants roll into town. Let's see if they can hold serve there. Number two, great way to start the season with a blow-up versus the Carolina Panthers. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles at number two. Coincidentally enough, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at number one. See what they can do with that Troy Polamalu. Oh, who do I have going to the Super Bowl? Pittsburgh, Phil. Oh, one and two. Oh, let's see how to start that.
Yeah, well, once it gets to the top, we agree. And I figure anybody that's, you know, not number 10 spot, do what you want. Do what you want. Because it's so early. You got 16 teams that won their first game. I have the Indianapolis Colts at number 10. Didn't look that good. Jacksonville always seems to give them some problems. Let me give you the teams that I don't have in. Baltimore should have lost at home to the Kansas City Chiefs. Really? New Orleans, not in. How many points did you give up to Detroit? Although Drew Brees did throw six touchdown passes, we'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks. So I left them out as well. And I left Green Bay out because I'm not sure, with Urlacher out, how you couldn't score some points on the Chicago Bears at home. I put a little bit of faith in who was playing at home and who was on the road this week. So I left them out. And I put Indy at number 10, and I put Minnesota at number 9. They finally got it together the second half. Say what you want about Cleveland, it was on the road. I have Dallas in at number 8. It was an impressive victory on the road, but Tampa Bay I don't think is very good.
I'm not sure that good either.
Number seven, I've got New England. That's embarrassing. Talked about that their defense isn't that good, and if it's not any better than they showed against a less than mediocre Buffalo team, this team will not be around much. But I will respect New England. They find a way to win. I've got them at number seven. Kind of the same story for San Diego, but I put San Diego six because they won on the road, and they did it overcoming some injury. At number five, which shocks, the next two shock me to the bejesus that you don't have them. The next two teams I have, you don't even have in your top 10. The New York Football Giants. How do you not rank the Giants? The Giants, you do not put in your top 10. Explain that to me. At number four, this is the most overlooked game of the entire week. This team went out and embarrassed their opponent, who won 11 football games last year, won their division, and made the playoffs. And Atlanta made the Miami Dolphins look like a college team on Sunday. I will put Atlanta at number four. This team plays the defending world champions on their field to 3 points. Tennessee is number three in my power rankings this week. You cannot ignore the great defense that they have, even though their offense is lackluster. Kerry Collins seems to find a way to continually get it done. Our top two are the same, although I about put Tennessee number two, because if you lose to number one by three on the road, what are you going to do? Philadelphia's number two, Pittsburgh's number one until somebody beats them. Philadelphia, pretty impressive, although a lot of defense and special team scores in that game. So there you go. You've got Dallas at number three. I've got Dallas at number eight. It's a big day. It's a big day, Tony, before we go to break and Joe DeMeo. It's a big, big day. Because there is one person that has Dallas at number one. My nephew, Cody Horn, has his birthday today.
Oh!
Turned six. Cody Horn, birthday today. They're going to go to Champions and hang out is the plan. So happy birthday, Cody Horn. Happy sixth birthday. Dallas Cowboys on TV Sunday night against the Giants. That's right, Dallas number one. Go Cowboys. Happy birthday, Cody. We need to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Wolverine works. People envy the work you do and that you always come through in all conditions. If this is how you work, Wolverine has what you need. Contour Welt Work Boots, a new improved way to kick butt. Contour Welt Work Boots are tough, rugged, and engineered to flex like athletic shoes. And they're backed by a 30-day comfort guarantee. Demand exclusive Contour Welt technology. Wolverine, relentless by nature.
Johnson, what is going on here?
Hey, boss. Having a cubicle barbecue. You want anything?
Yeah, I want you to get back to work. It is Friday, and you've got a grill in your cubicle. What is wrong with you?
Well, ever since I started going to Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings, where boneless wings are specially priced all day, my weekends now start on Thursdays, which makes today the first full day of the weekend. Holler! Yeah! Can you believe we used to work on Fridays?
Weekends start on Thursdays with specially priced boneless wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, you have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. And not that you're running out of time, but you are. The ESPN Golf Scramble this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Indian Head Golf Course. Lots of great, great flag prizes. $1,000 guaranteed first place, four-person scramble, Indian Head, Grand Island, Sunday, 1 o'clock, shotgun start. More teams have been rolling in here, so get yours in as well. You can find out all the information at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can get registered by contacting Indian Head or us here after the show at 888-455-ESPN. It is Thursday. That means FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and Joe DeMeo joins us. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, gents. How you doing?
Well, Joe, not good. Not good. I feel like crap today, and this is going to happen when you're in more than one fantasy league. But as I'm surveying FantasyPlayersEdge.com, in one league where I actually won my head-to-head matchup last week, my quarterback is Donovan McNabb, and my running backs are LaDainian Tomlinson and Pierre Thomas, and you've got them all setting. Yeah, yeah.
Ouch.
Let's start with Donovan. I think I can get around the running back situation. Do you go get Kevin Kolb? Do you start? I've got Sean Hill as my backup. Do you go get a Kerry Collins? I mean, there's not a whole lot of greatness left on the bench.
Well, let me tell you a guy out there who might be able to help you, and that's Jason Campbell for the Washington Redskins. He has a fantastic matchup against a Rams secondary that has allowed three touchdown strikes to Matt Hasselbeck. My sense of it is Kevin Kolb is not the answer. McNabb will be back a week from today, so plug in Jason Campbell and then use McNabb the following week.
Okay, Joe, well, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you last week. We play the no-draft deal. You play whoever you want. Who's your wide receiver and your quarterback this week?
You're talking about the best matchup this week?
Right.
Kurt Warner versus the Jaguars. They're a very soft back line, so he probably goes for 325 and three scores. And from a wide receiver perspective, Larry Fitzgerald has an amazing matchup. He's going to absolutely dominate the Jaguars.
We're talking with Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, that first week, somebody always overreacts. Oh, my God, Drew Brees threw six touchdown passes. Of course, you got him, you're going to start. Or there was a player out there that ran for more than they should or had more receptions, more yardage than they should. Who should people not get too overly enthused about just because they had a decent week one?
Yeah, and the first person that comes to mind for me is Devin Hester. Devin Hester had a very, very nice first week. Look for him to revert to the norm against the Steelers, which is three catches for, 45 yards. Don't overestimate what you have in Devin Hester. He's not that, he's not that exciting. On the other side of the equation, you want to be at least reasonable with Matt Forte. The Bears utilized him 22 carries, 55 yards last week, and that's absurd. They never threw him one ball out of the backfield. This week against the Steelers, look to Matt Forte to get more reps out of the backfield, less carries. He still gets 25 touches, but he goes for 80, 90 yards this week in a possible score.
Joe, we go to the email here. Tom wants to know, what do I do with Reggie Bush?
Well, this week against the Eagles is a tough play. I mean, Philadelphia's defense is extraordinary. Their linebackers are very athletic. Their secondary is solid. Their pass rush is fundamental. This is not a week to employ Reggie Bush.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Thursday. We always invite your questions for Joe to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, Tony asked you about the quarterback and the wide receiver. Who's your hot play at running back this week?
Clinton Portis should have an extraordinary day against a porous Rams interior defense. There's been a lot of rhetoric this week that Portis feels like he carried the ball 20 or 30 times last week, and meanwhile he had 16 touches overall. Clinton Portis is an excellent player this week. Also, Fred Jackson has an opportunity to score well against the Bucs. Don't hesitate to pick up Fred Jackson out of free agency. Start him one more week. Marshawn Lynch returns in week four, which will mitigate Jackson's value over time, but if you need to plug in somebody this week, Fred Jackson's your answer.
Joe, I guess who in that top group of running backs, which were on everybody's draft board, were you disappointed in the way Steven Jackson and the Rams offense were able to get started this season?
Steven Jackson was at least solid against the Seahawks. He ended up getting 6 or 7 points. I don't remember what it was in standard format. Steve Slayton was a bigger disappointment for me last week, and I was shocked to see him struggle so mightily against a Jets defense that is good, but not extraordinary. It's a good defense, but not extraordinary. And he was a major disappointment to me. Matt Forte, of course, was. We talked about that earlier. This week, you want to be careful with Kevin Smith. He's running against the Great Wall of Williams in Minnesota, and I believe he'll come up short. Pierre Thomas owners need to be very careful this week against a solid Eagles defense with a Mike Bell overhang. And certainly Tomlinson owners need to look elsewhere against the Ravens, even if he starts.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There was a couple of teams that in a Miami and a Houston that people were thinking would do some good things, and Houston was just atrocious. How long do you wait before you start benching some of the players that you have off teams like this? Week one, way too early, I say.
Great question. Yes, week one is way too early. This week, unfortunately, the Texans draw the Tennessee Titans. I still feel like Matt Schaub has a lot to prove. I think he improves. Big Ben Roethlisberger ran up a lot of yards against the Titans last week over the top, which portends well for Justin Gage and maybe even Slayton out of the backfield. Schaub can be played on a bounce-back theory against a Titans defense that will yield yards in the air. So those two guys look okay to me. Kenny Britt versus Houston on the other side of the ball could be an interesting wide receiver sleeper play against a Texans defense that is just tragic.
Joe, rookies that stood out to you. I know Kenny Britt had 85 yards against the Steeler defense.
Yeah, the bottom line with rookies this year is, you're going to spot them. Percy Harvin, I believe, improves on last week's performance with a solid outing against the Lions. I look for a kid like Harvin or a youngster like Kenny Britt to maybe have a chance to step up and do something this week. With rookies, you really got to spot them. You really got to look at the matchups and make sure that they're in light that week. And so Percy Harvin and Kenny Britt are two wide receivers you can use this week.
Great stuff as always, Joe. We look forward to the chat again next Thursday. Have a great weekend. And, of course, folks, fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe, take care, bud.
Good luck this week, guys, and I'll call you next week. Take good care.
Sounds good. Joe DeMeo, go to fantasyplayersedge.com, updated constantly about what's going on in Major League Baseball and the National Football League.
Sounds like Joe's in an airport flying around to get injury updates
or
something.
That's what he's doing. He's like the Mort Report, I'll tell you what.
Well, I look forward to that every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think Joe gives you good information you maybe don't normally have, like sitting Pierre Thomas. Who ever thought he wouldn't play the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, really. Well, after I drafted him, I guess that became readily available information. Hey, we want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on the program today, including Norm Wood of the Daily Press, Hampton Roads, Virginia, as Virginia Tech takes on the Huskers. Also to Joe DeMail, fantasyplayersedge.com, the folks that emailed, folks that called, and, of course, dun-dun-dun, our power rankings on the show today. Tomorrow on the program, I have no idea what we're going to do.
Hey, we're going to get you the weekend, though, my selection. You won't want to miss them. 5-2 last week.
Daddy's NFL and college selections are weekly Doug and Daddy Pick'em contest where you could win 2 Lane recliners from Bruce Furniture in Kearney. Enjoy, folks. Don't forget college football tonight. There's some great high school volleyball in the area as well. Georgia Tech, Miami, here on ESPN tonight.
See you 23 hours from now.